Tech Bite on Galway Talks in association with Harvey Norman, your specialist destination for technology at the Gateway Shopping Park, Knocknacara.
I'm here in Harvey Norman with Shan Rutledge, and we're talking all things outdoor and portable speakers this morning. First question for you, Shan, what are outdoor speakers?
Hi, Katie. Outdoor speakers are designed to withstand the elements, so wind, sun beating down on top of them, heat, and while still delivering great sound. So making a speaker portable is being lightweight, obviously easy to move around, carry with you, but also being chargeable is a key feature of it, because you can't have a big cable if you want to have a portable speaker in the middle of the garden. Some models are waterproof, some models need to be kept dry. So that would be the difference between outdoor and portable. Not all portable speakers are outdoor speakers. So you can get splash-proof speakers or models that can withstand light damp or high winds or sun. It just depends on the speaker and the kind of model you get and the kind of features that it has.
So say if you're going to a GAA match or something, you might need a fully waterproof one. But if it was going to be raining at the side of the pitch, you might need something that would be splash-proof.
Yes, you would definitely need something that is splash-proof. If you're out in the garden, if you have kids, definitely splash-proof. If it's like in a pool, but outdoor anyway, you know, it's Ireland, it could rain at a second's notice. So you would definitely need a splash-proof speaker for outdoor, I think myself. So you know if it's a splash-proof speaker, if they have an IP rating. That is just a rating chart on how resistant speakers are to environmental elements. It starts at IPX4. That would be splash proof, and that would protect against splashing water, whatever direction it's going. But obviously, like, you wouldn't want to bring it with you if you're going for deep diving. Obviously, you wouldn't hear the sound underwater, but if it was submerged in water, it wouldn't cope with that. So, like, light splashing, if the kids are beside the pool, or like it get rained on or something like that, IPX4 would protect against that. If it is something that's going to be kept beside water and you have kids, I would definitely look for a high IP rating.
So what sort of speakers then would have this rating? Would you have some in store here?
We do have some in store. Focus on one today. It's the Sonos Move smart speaker, and that has an IP56 rating. It stands up to humidity, rain, snow, dust, salt spray, UV rays, and extreme heat and cold. So that would be a great option, like, for the beach or outdoor. Great option for, like, Irish weather. That also has Google Assistant and Amazon Alexa on it. So you can play music, check the news, set alarms, get your questions answered, and more completely hands-free with that kind of a speaker. Those speakers with Google Assistant and Amazon Alexa are great for people who have smart homes, because they want everything to be on the same system. And technology now, you can have everything from a speaker to an oven on that system. So I would ask you what you want from the speaker. Is it for personal use? Are you going to use it to, like, you know, have your bath, just listen there, listen to some music? Is it a small speaker you're going to give the kids, like, to be running around with? Is it something, so that would be a kind of a small personal sized one where the sound out of that wouldn't be too loud. It wouldn't be intrusive on your neighbours, for say, and, like, not many other people apart from yourself would hear what's coming out of it. And then you want maybe something a bit bigger, so you might be having barbecue outside. Loads of people are doing staycations at home, and hopefully you might get a bit of sun. Hopefully sun is coming next month. You want something that the noise is going to cover the back garden for a bit of atmosphere. So then I would go up a size for that. And then do they want something a bit louder that they might bring to the beach, you know, and have a bit of a party? Do you want a weatherproof model? Do you want voice control? So I'd ask you all those questions and then just kind of get down to see what model would suit you. The smaller, lower scale speakers are only going to hold charge for a small amount of time. But, for example, the JBL Party Box that we have here in store, when that is fully charged, it has 18 hours of music blasting battery life. So that's like a full day's music, really. That JBL Party Box is an amazing speaker for, like, outdoor use. And it does really blast the tunes. They demo it a lot in store and you can hear it over the entire ground floor. Like, it's really good. Big sound, you want to be playing big music, you want something with a long charge, I would go for something like that. If you want kind of a smaller model with Alexa and things, we would recommend the Sonos Move smart speaker. And then if it was, like, you know, just wanted a personal one, JBL do little shower speakers and stuff like that would be suitable for, you know, just at home use. We have a LoveTech stand where they can set everything up, and we do have key members of staff that know all about any type of speaker on the floor.
Tech Bite on Galway Talks in association with Harvey Norman, your specialist destination for technology at the Gateway Shopping Park, Knocknacara.